We're going to start, we're going to talk now a bit about the summer tourism season to come. There have been obviously concerns expressed about availability of accommodation. But what about flights and what about airports? Funding that has been given to regional airports, including Kerry, over the last day by the government. €6 million being given to Cork Airport to help improve security, wait times and other issues. With me in the line to talk about that is Barry Holland of Cork Airport. Barry, good morning to you. Communications manager with the airport, of course. Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, tell me what's happening at the airport. What sort of a season are you looking for?
So last Sunday, the summer schedule at Cork Airport kicked off. That's 1.2 million seats across 44 scheduled routes, flying to 10 countries and operated by 8 airlines. So it's a really, really good bumper summer season ahead. We're very optimistic that it will be a very busy season. We have a great selection of destinations across the UK and continental Europe to offer people in Munster, people in Kerry, for their summer holiday when they're planning to go abroad this year.
And are you trying to get back to, or do you expect to get back to, I won't call it a level of normality, or maybe pre-pandemic times in terms of the numbers you're hoping to go through the airport?
Well, the pre-pandemic numbers is always a good benchmark, Gerry. In 2019, Cork Airport welcomed 2.6 million passengers. Last year, in 2022, we welcomed 2.24 million passengers. We're quietly optimistic that it will be in the region of 2.5 million passengers. Perhaps maybe even if the season goes well, it could be above that. So we're very close to pre-pandemic levels. We hope to be close to pre-pandemic levels this year.
How difficult is you've added a number of different new routes and new destinations. How much of a challenge is that to try and get out there and compete and get those routes to your airport, to and from?
Well, we've new routes now this summer, Gerry, to Bristol, to East Midlands, to La Rochelle in France, to Seville in Spain, and there's two new summer routes as well, which are Rome Fiumicino and Venice Treviso. So it is, I suppose, a tough process in the sense that we must go out and make a case to airlines. At the end of the day, we don't have any planes of our own, so we must go out and make the case to airlines to put on certain routes to certain parts of Europe. It obviously will be determined by demand. What's the demand for the route in the region? In our case, the Munster region and South Leinster. What will the yield be? Then the airlines will be looking at the yield as to how much they'll be able to make on the route. Because at the end of the day, airlines are commercial organisations.
Yeah.
They'll be looking to make money on the route, and their planes are movable assets. So if they're not making money on one route, they'll move it to another route.
Yeah, we've seen how challenging that can be recently with the decision of the Spanish airline Vueling to pull out of Cork and Shannon. They ran twice weekly flights between Cork and Paris. But that's the challenge that's out there. These airlines are businesses, and you have to try to attract new people in and find a destination, I suppose, that works for ye as well as the airline. Whichever it is.
Absolutely. And we'd always make the case that, you know, if there's an effort put into securing a new route, that a route, you know, in order to maintain the route and to retain the route, that it would need to be well supported. But obviously there are some of the routes that we have that are very well supported, and we have some great summer routes in particular now this year. For instance as well, Air France now has returned on their daily service to Paris Charles de Gaulle. So while obviously the news around Vueling was disappointing, we are delighted that Air France are back offering that daily service right into the French capital there. It'll allow people to travel to Paris, whether it is for a holiday or a city break, but also as well it'll give people access to the global Air France network. So the option is there to book from Cork to whatever part of the world that Air France fly to, book your one ticket, check in at Cork Airport, put the bag all the way through, check the bag all the way through, and fly on to Paris with Air France. You can do the same with KLM through Amsterdam as well, by the way, or through Heathrow between Aer Lingus and British Airways.
It's about connecting onto those hubs. Barry, are you expecting more custom for Kerry because of the road making things easier?
Absolutely, Gerry. We're always keeping an eye on the status of the Macroom bypass, and now that the Macroom section is finished, it brings Killarney within an hour and 15 minutes drive of Cork Airport, and Kenmare within an hour and 20 minutes. But also as well, considering that when the Ballyvourna and Ballyvickeira section will be done, that may bring things, you know, down towards the hour mark or maybe even under an hour. So it'll be even more convenient for people in Kerry and Killarney, Tralee and Kenmare to come to Cork Airport as they're one of the closest, best connected airports they have there in Munster.
Barry, look, the best of luck with it, and we'll see how the season goes. But thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning about it today.
Thanks, Gerry.
Brilliant stuff. There you go. That is Barry Holland, their communications manager with Cork Airport, talking about the season to come, how busy it's expected to be, the challenge there is for all regional airports to get flights into and out of to destinations people want to travel on. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme.